The two-year state budget crisis made life difficult for many of the 100,000 nonprofits across Illinois that rely in some way on taxpayer support. For nonprofits, that uncertainty made the idea of collaborating with other nonprofits more tempting, either to save money or potentially to bring in more in grants. An Association of Illinois Nonprofits called Forefront is hosting a conference in Normal Tuesday focused on such collaborations. Forefront's Director of Statewide Partnerships, Sarah Tapscott, says it's an extension of a two-year-old initiative.
Yes, we have a budget, but I think our nonprofits are still feeling some of those pains. And just like with any kind of initiative, you try to, you launch and then you try to scale it. And so we're just at that point now where we are able to begin these conversations downstate. And so the summit that we're having next Tuesday is just the beginning of those conversations around partnerships and collaboration.
When you say partnerships and collaborations, so what's an example of a collaboration that's been particularly successful, kind of a poster child for what you want nonprofit leaders to kind of take away from this conference?
Partnerships and collaborations, has a a mixed feelings around it, and even understanding what the definition is of collaboration. And so some people, you know, think that collaborating with other organizations might mean that, you know, I refer a client to you, or maybe we sit on a same board together. And then, you know, to the extreme, some nonprofits think when you're talking about collaborations that you are only thinking of a merger example and, you know, somebody's going to lose their job. Collaborations are on a continuum. So there's the piece of just, you know, referring all the way to the merger and then everything in between. And so for our event on Tuesday, we are having a panel discussion. And what we have done is we have brought in different individuals, different organizations who have gone through some kind of a strategic partnership. One that we are highlighting actually is coming from Bloomington Children's Discovery Museum and the town of Normal, and how that whole process took place and how they're thriving now. And we're having somebody actually from the Discovery Museum who was there from day one of this whole process come and talk about that situation. So we wanted to make sure that we provided and highlighted, you know, different examples. Some took many years to go through this process, while some just took a few months. And so we want to make sure that those who come understand that there are definitely different stages, different levels, and different opportunities to go through this process.
What are some of the barriers to collaboration? I mean, I guess why isn't there more of it happening already? What are the reasons that you need a conference like this to promote the concept?
I think it's, a variety of things. So when you look at the nonprofit sector in Illinois, there's over 105,000 plus, nonprofits operating in Illinois, and everyone is doing such good work. But some of the things, when you think about the challenges or the barriers, is it's almost, the uncertainty or unknown of even how to go about, doing this process. And so one of the things that we've done in the Chicago area when we launched this 2 years ago was some funders who were very interested in this field pulled together some of their resources to support nonprofits financially to have some resources to consider this opportunity. You know, consultants to come in and even talk to your board or to your organization about what does this mean, what does this look like. That costs money. And so I would say one of the barriers, again, is just not knowing even when or how to start the conversation. The second one I would say is probably just nonprofits not knowing what each other are doing necessarily, or even that another nonprofit is potentially struggling in an area that maybe another nonprofit struggling in. One of the things that is so important when you think about collaboration is partnerships. and relationships with each other. And so if nonprofits aren't out building, you know, their own networks, they're not able to even begin to even know what is out there. And, you know, that's a challenge in itself, given the fact that we are in the situation we are with, you know, lack of funding. Some nonprofits don't even have the luxury of being able to go out for coffee with another colleague because they're, you know, at their desk working and, you know, making sure that the lights are staying on. So I definitely think that that is a challenge, too, is just being able to have the conversation about what successful collaborations would look like if you don't have some of those pre-existing relationships. Mm. And so one of the ways that, you know, Forefront tries to initiate or create an environment for those relationships to happen is, you know, we have different networks set up throughout the state based on, you know, service area, focus area, geographic area, or even, you know, different staff positions at the organization to help encourage those kinds of relationship building opportunities.
The identity of a nonprofit is very important. So I wonder whether or not there's ever skittishness among nonprofit leaders that, you know, folding themselves in with another group might lower their profile somehow and maybe hurt their ability to raise money independently. Do you ever find that that's a concern for a nonprofit who's thinking about a collaboration but isn't pulling the trigger?
Oh, I think so. I think you definitely, you know, nailed that one, especially given the whole reason that a nonprofit exists is because they are mission-based. And so, you know, you think about, well, if I merge or if we partner or something, will a piece of our you know, organization or program be in jeopardy or, you know, or something will be lacking? And I definitely think that is something that nonprofits do kind of keep in the back of their mind. And again, but, you know, we're hoping that organizations aren't thinking about partnering or collaborating with organizations that don't have similar missions necessarily or that wouldn't benefit the clients or those that they're serving, that they would be kind of like organizations. You know, we're definitely thinking nonprofits should consider new and creative ways of working together, which does not come easily. But we definitely, you know, hope and encourage that, you know, that the organizations will at least come together aligned behind some sort of common goal, so that way they're both achieving, you know, those same kind of outcomes or indicators.
Well, what about financial advantages to collaboration? I imagine there are certain efficiencies that you could find, but another kind of related question is, does collaboration ever make a nonprofit or nonprofits more attractive for potential grants? Like, do you find there are foundations that are more prone to give away money to nonprofits if they are collaborating together in some way?
100%. And in fact, we're seeing that more common now that funders are asking within their, you know, grant applications, who are you partnering with? Who are you collaborating with? Some are even putting out collaborative grant opportunities, you know, requiring that your organization and another organization apply for funding together. Funders are asking for, you know, sort of the same results for children and youth. So why wouldn't some of the youth-serving organizations come together, for example, Girl Scouts and an organization called Girls on the Run, who, you know, are very similar in terms of, you know, wanting to encourage girls' self-esteem and empowerment. And so how awesome would it be if those two organizations, you know, we're not talking merged together, but somehow came together to collaborate and to partner on measuring these same outcomes, and then they could apply for funding together based on, you know, shared data, shared resources, and probably have a better opportunity of receiving, you know, a higher level of funding based on that sort of collaborative grant opportunity. But, you know, we've been approached by a few funders over the last few years or so, because, you know, Forefront, we're a membership organization made up of nonprofits and foundations. And so sometimes foundations will come to us and say, you know, we've got this grant opportunity, you know, can you promote, can you share? And I've seen, you know, a few of them come across that, you know, require collaboration amongst the nonprofit organizations in order to even attempt to submit a letter of intent.
This conference you have coming up on October 23rd, you're doing it in partnership with Illinois State University's Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning. It's a relatively new center here on campus. So how did that relationship come about, and why was the center at ISU kind of a good partner for what you're trying to do?
We wanted an event in the Central Illinois area, and Bloomington Normal is a great location. So I reached out to them, seeing if they wanted to partner on this, because I knew, again, it was definitely something within their mission. And so they have been, you know, on board 100% helping to promote this, work with the university. And so, yeah, it was just, you know, one of those opportunities through networking that I was able to build the relationship with the department, and now we're hosting this event next Tuesday.
That's Sarah Tapscott from the nonprofit association Forefront, speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. Forefront is organizing a conference for nonprofits focused on collaboration on Tuesday at Illinois State University's Bowen Student Center. It's co-sponsored by ISU's year-old Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning.